Our guest this half hour is Dr. Luigi Romolo. He's a Minnesota State climatologist, and he's joining us now because we're now into this meteorological winter. And while cold and snow are usually part of the equation, how much we get isn't always a given. Welcome, Dr. Luigi Romolo. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
So a meteorological winter, what is that?
Yeah, so a lot of people, when they think about winter, they think about the time from the solstice to the equinox. So basically from December 21st to March 21st. But we know that here in Minnesota, winter typically starts well before that winter solstice. So climatological winter, particularly here in Minnesota, includes the months of December, January, and February.
Okay, so the big question for Minnesotans is that we want to know what's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 months, right? When it comes to winter,
sure.
And then going, yeah, what is going to happen? What do you expect?
Yeah, so, you know, so it's really difficult to forecast that far in advance. We rely on the knowledge that we get from very sophisticated climate models that try to predict seasonal forecast like that. And so one that we typically like to rely on is the seasonal outlooks that are put out by the Climate Prediction Center. And they're currently forecasting a slightly cooler than normal winter, December, January, February, and a slightly above normal snowfall winter. So, you know, slightly above normal precipitation. So colder than normal and snowier than normal, which is typically what we would expect in a La Nina winter, and that's kind of what we're under the influence of right now. But I'm going to say there's a very weak correlation between ENSO events and winter here in Minnesota, but, you know, slightly higher than normal on these types of events. We do tend to see a slightly cooler and a slightly snowier than normal winter. So that's kind of what we're expecting.
We kind of expect that for sure. But here's my concern is that no matter how we keep hearing what is happening with the weather in the future, right, we can look forward even a whole month from now and assume,
sure,
or at least, you know, try to figure out exactly what's going to happen. And it doesn't always happen that way. So, you know, it used to be a time when I was growing up, you can, you know, go outside, put your finger up, you know, lick it, and all of a sudden, you know, if it's going to rain. Well, that's not the way it happens today. Of course, there's all of this technology. And I'm just wondering, are you satisfied with the technology that we have today, considering how climate is changing?
Yeah, I think we're doing a much better job forecasting the weather, you know, the day-to-day meteorological change in, you know, temperature and precipitation. Seasonal forecasts, we're just not there yet. I'm going to be honest, it's a real difficult thing to do. And I know that our forecasters out there that work for NOAA and other scientists in the atmospheric science field are doing their best. And, you know, we are slowly getting better at this, but it's really difficult because it really kind of depends on what's going on with the cold front and the circumpolar vortex, and it's so hard to predict that more than, you know, a week or so in advance.
You know, I am so grateful that you said that. That is the truth. And as I look forward and I keep reading about what's happening around the country, I know central part of the country is, you know, there all sorts of things are happening. And one minute we hear one thing from one meteorologist or a climatologist, and then we hear something else. Why is it that it's ever changing?
Particularly really
between people like you and others like you, you know, I hear from you one thing and I could hear from another climatologist something almost completely different.
Yeah, I really don't know the answer to that question. I just try to, you know, be honest and fair about what I believe is the truth. And you know, I'm going to go on record and say we are not good at seasonal forecasts. The reason we have them is because people want answers to these kinds of questions. And although the answers are out there, you can't always rely on them. You kind of have to take them with a grain of salt. And the forecasters who produce these, they know that. They know that these aren't perfect. But, you know, the way to get better at this is to try to improve each month and try to get better at it. And if we're not making an effort, we're not going to get better at it.
Have we ever been perfect at it?
No. No, we haven't even been perfect at forecasting the day-to-day weather. So, you know, to say that we've been perfect at the seasonal forecast would be false.
Now, your professional interests, I should say, center around data management, climate service, drought planning and monitoring. Let's talk about drought for a moment, because I remember at the beginning of 2022, we heard from meteorologists and they were saying we might have a little slight bit of drought, but it shouldn't be too much. And I know that it's very difficult to be spot on when it comes to meteorology or climatology. So I'm just curious to know, is it true? I mean, wasn't it worse than we thought it would be?
Yeah, honestly, if you had asked me around this time last year, if you remember, we were just kind of getting out of the 2021 drought and things were kind of improving. And we were thinking, wow, you know, if we have a really good snowfall this winter and a lot of good rainfall in the spring, then, you know, things could start to look up. But and that certainly was the case. But for some reason, we've just been really dry since May. And yeah, I would say that it's a lot worse than I would have expected it to be. You know, we've only had one above normal precipitation month here in the metro since last May. And that was
amazing.
Last month in November. And, you know, so a lot of, you know, the southern Minnesota is anywhere from 6 to 10 inches below normal since then. And so, drought is, you know, back at the forefront. It's a serious issue.
It's very serious. And of course, we are looking at the Mississippi River, which so many states rely on, including Minnesota.
Right.
And it is remarkable. Mm-hmm. What is it, 2 miles now you can walk out to be at the edge of the Mississippi? Is something like that? Do you know how far it is people can walk out now on the Mississippi?
I do not know the answer to that question. I know that they're seeing very low levels downstream, and you know that's typically what you expect in what we call hydrological drought, where you might not necessarily be experiencing meteorological drought at your location, but because it's so dry upstream, it's not replenishing the river to bring that water downstream. So we are seeing the Mississippi River lower than normal downstream from us because of how dry it's been here.
So what can we expect over the next few months when it comes to climatology and meteorology?
Yeah, well, again, you know, relying on those forecasts from the Climate Prediction Center, I think I was going to say at worst, but it depends on your perspective. So, you know, I think at the very least, we're going to have an average winter with respect to precipitation. And so the CPC, the Climate Prediction Center, is predicting wetter than normal December through February. So, you know, I think at worst, we'll you know, end up at about a normal winter for terms of snowfall. The key for getting out of this drought, however, is that we maintain the snowfall through the winter. And we've had winters here where we've melted the snow, you know, in January, and then we build it up again, melt it. Retaining the snow over the winter is key because it helps replenish the soil come springtime. And so if, you know, that snowfall is melting and running off, then, you know, it's going to dampen the effect of that above normal winter come springtime.
Well, we've already had so many shocking news coming from the South. I believe it was Alabama this week where they were being threatened with like 20 tornadoes or something like that. Do I have that completely wrong? But I know there was a southern state that was really about to get hit with some tornadoes, and I think it was 2 days ago, but I haven't heard anything from it. Yet we are really hearing so much more about tornadoes in the South. And so I'm just curious to know, if it's in the South, will somehow that water get to the states that really need it, like Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm not really sure I understand what you're asking me here with that question with the tornadoes and...
So what I'm asking is that the southern states have, seem to have been really hit this year when it comes to water. Do I have that correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as these tornadoes travel into central, the center of the country, all the way up to the northern states like Minnesota, I'm just curious to know how we can benefit from that. Do we have new technology where one state can have flooding? And this is a question I've asked my family, and none of us are meteorologists, so I don't know why I keep asking my brothers. But, you know, where we don't have a way to take some a state like Georgia, who may have floods, severe floods, and we can't take that water and make sure it gets to other states that have drought. I'm just wondering, is there any technology that you are hearing about where there that's a possibility?
Yeah, no, we typically rely on the nature of hydrology. So, you know, water falls in a particular catchment and then it collects into rivers and streams and that flows, you know, basically downstream into larger rivers. And, you know, for us, that includes the Mississippi River. So, you know, flooding here will certainly help those areas downstream where it's typically right now lower than normal. There's really not a lot of infrastructure set up to transfer, you know, large amounts of water from one state to another, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. Yeah, I've been really wondering about that, if it's even a possibility, because we've had so many severe droughts and severe flooding in, you know, opposite ends of the country. So I'm always thinking like that, sir. Forgive me. So if people are wondering what is it going to look like for spring, what would you tell us?
I would say that there's a pretty high probability right now that we could be facing some drought in the spring simply because of the situation we're in right now. It's going to depend on how much snow we get over the next 3 months, whether we retain that snow, and then how much rainfall we get as the snow's melting and we move into, you know, our liquid precipitation season again. So, you know, last year we had a little bit of lingering drought in the north, but because of the heavier than normal snowfall and the rains in the spring, we kind of eradicated all of the drought conditions. I would say that because of what's going on right now, there's a pretty high probability that we could see drought in the spring. Drought conditions do not change much here in Minnesota over the winter, typically because we get into this winter lockup, what we call lockup. We were talking about, you know, the frozen state of water. Lakes freeze, rivers freeze over. It's difficult for us to assess how big of an impact the snowfall is going to have because it's just sitting on top of the ground all winter. We don't really know how it's going to affect soil moisture. We know it will increase soil moisture, but we don't know if it'll increase soil moisture enough to eradicate drought. It certainly would improve it. But the more snow we get, obviously, the better our chances are to avoid that.
All right, sir. This is my final question. The farmers, of course, were very concerned with this past season. And I'm just curious to know if you think it's going to be much better this year, this coming year, 2020.
Yeah, I really don't know. That's the million-dollar question. We simply do not know the answer to that question. You know, so and using this year as an example, you know, we were coming out of the 2021 drought in the early part of the spring. We actually had some severe flooding events up north. It was way wetter than normal, and then all of a sudden, boom, it just stopped raining, and all of a sudden, you know, moderate drought started creeping in around the metro, kind of expanded throughout much of southern Minnesota. We started seeing severe drought, and now we're seeing some extreme drought. So we have a lot of precipitation to make up for, you know, 8 to 10 inches here in the south. So, you know, we're really hoping that we get a healthy snowpack this winter, and then we can perhaps better answer that question come spring.
Absolutely, sir. I sure look forward to hoping that you would join me again to talk about this, because as we go into January, February, and March, those are going to be the months when people are going to start asking some really big questions, and you are a great guy to answer some of those. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it, sir.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.